Seattle has a dynamic art scene. You can find everything here, from a successful pop music industry to avant-garde theater. It's far more than many cities of the same size. Credit goes in part to a piano teacher named Nellie Cornish. She moved to Seattle in the heady days after the Gold Rush, and she founded a school that has shaped generations of artists.
This is a portrait of Nellie. I'm going to put it over here.
Bridget Nolan has just unwrapped a yellowed photo of Nellie Cornish. You see a middle-aged woman with graying hair and wire-rimmed glasses.
From what I understand, she's about 5'3". She's kind of round and plump.
Not how you envision a radical arts educator. Nolan is the visual arts librarian at Seattle's Cornish College of the Arts, the school Nellie Cornish started more than a century ago.
I talk to her on a regular basis, just chat about what's going on here and how things are going. And
every year, hundreds of aspiring artists from around the world enroll at Cornish College to study music, dance, theater, and more. College media specialist Mark Bocek says Nellie Cornish got her start as an arts educator in Blaine, Washington, around 1892. She was 16 years old.
She noticed that one of the girls was, you know, giving piano lessons in a church basement for 25 cents an hour. And she said, I'm better than her. So she started going door to door, asking people whether they wanted to take piano with her for 50 cents because she was that much better.
Bocek has spent the past 5 years researching Nellie Cornish's life and legacy. He says young Nellie dreamed of becoming a concert pianist, but soon realized she didn't have the training or the talent. In 1900, she left Blaine to make a new life for herself in Seattle. This was still a rough-and-tumble frontier town.
It was lumber. It was pulling ore out of the ground. It was fishing. It was supplying, you know, guys to go to the Yukon. And those guys weren't much interested in art.
Right after the Gold Rush, Seattle didn't have much homegrown culture. Some private music clubs that held drawing room concerts, a few places that presented touring shows. Nellie Cornish set up a piano school in a building full of music teachers. But Bocek says she wanted to do more than just teach a child how to play the piano. She wanted to mold an artist.
A real artist. And what place does music and art have in a person's life?
Cornish left Seattle to find some answers. Her search led her to Calvin Brainerd Cady, a disciple of progressive educator John Dewey. Cady believed that every child deserved an education that included the arts. That was a radical idea, but Nellie Cornish embraced it. She came back to Seattle and she set up a music school.
We opened our doors on November 14, in 1914, in the Booth Building on Broadway and Pine.
That's Nellie Cornish in a 1938 recording. The Booth Building, the home of her first school, is still right here at the southeast corner of Broadway and Pine on Capitol Hill. The venerable Egyptian Theater is just to my west, and the Broadway Performance Hall at Seattle Central College is kitty-corner across the street. This neighborhood is still a dense cultural center. Within a couple of blocks, you'll find Velocity Dance Center, 12th Avenue Arts, and Elliott Bay Bookstore, to name just a few. Originally, Nellie Cornish's school was just for children, but as her students got older, her school grew with them.
I think we were the first ballet, and I'm sure we were the first theater school on this coast.
Cornish didn't really have a master plan. If she met intriguing artists from the Ballet Russe or theater pioneers from back east, she'd invite them to come teach at her school. Mark Bocek says the painter Mark Toby found her.
He'd heard tell that there's a woman in Seattle, you know, who would help young artists. And so he traveled from Chicago on a train with a buddy and a thing of apples to see if he'd be taken in at this school. And she said, sure, why don't you start the art department?
By 1921, the school had attracted hundreds of students. It outgrew the Booth Building, so Cornish and her board of trustees raised money for a new home, Carey Hall, on Capitol Hill's North End. The landmark building still houses the school's music and dance programs. On a recent morning, sun streams through the big windows in the dance studio on the top floor of Carey Hall. Out in the hallway, posters advertise everything from jazz ensembles to student art shows.
It's just been this place that has consistently produced people who know their stuff and have a respect for the art form and an enthusiasm for their participation.
Like so many Seattle area artists, dance writer Sandy Kurtz has worked at Cornish on and off over the years. She says the school maintains a hold over its alumni, including the late choreographer Merce Cunningham.
And whenever he was in town, if he had the time, he wanted to come and speak to kids at Cornish. Mm-hmm. And whenever he did, he really wanted to be in Miss Cornish's apartment.
Kurtz says Nellie Cornish was able to create this kind of school in part because Seattle was so far from the East Coast.
When Cornish was founding this place, she was someplace no one knew about. And it was a time when there were very few authorities. She could do this because there wasn't really anybody around to say no. And that was magical.
At least 100,000 people have passed through Cornish over the past century, according to college records. Many, like Cunningham, actor Brendan Fraser, and singer Mary Lambert, went on to international fame. Thousands of others stayed in the Northwest, making art and teaching new generations of students. Mark Bocek believes Seattle's arts community would not be as robust without a visionary like Nellie Cornish.
She made a family out of artists in the Northwest, and I think that's what people respond to.
I'm Marcy Silman, KUOW News.